Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? The day is here. The moment you all have been waiting for, Michigan State football fans. It is now upon us. It is game day. Tonight marks the very first game of the 2019 Michigan State football campaign, and I know many of you are going insane in the membrane in anticipation of 7 p.m. Gotta love it. There's a certain buzz around campus, folks. You know, right now the parking structures have yet to close off, so this is like the calm before the storm. But that's going to be happening very, very soon. I mean, parking lots will be closed off and tailgaters will be making their way to Michigan State's campus, firing up the grills, breaking out, you know, the food and the beverages. And it's going to be a great time. And it's a gorgeous day for it as well. I mean, no rain. You know, if we had to choose a day to get it out the way, right? Thank goodness the rain came yesterday and not today. So it's going to be a gorgeous day. What does Terry Braverman say? It's a beautiful day for football, and it certainly will be that throughout this afternoon and evening. All right, I even saw that former Michigan State running back great Le'Veon Bell is also in his house here in East Lansing, so he will be making an appearance, and I'm guessing he'll be on the sidelines throughout the game. If not on the sidelines, maybe in some really nice, comfy box seat. So I'm curious what other former MSU players will be in the house for tonight's game. But we're going to be talking all things Michigan State and Tulsa. And I want to hear from you all out there. What is a must? What is a must for you to be satisfied when the dust settles on this game a little after 11 p.m.? What is going to make you happy when you're walking away from the stadium or turning off that television or clicking over to whatever other game is on that night where you say to yourself, that was nice. I am fully satisfied. I am confident or more confident than I was when looking at this year's 2019 team. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That's the number to call. You can also weigh in courtesy of our Facebook page live stream at facebook.com/WKAR News and comment below that video. Again, what is going to make you satisfied after this game is said and done? You can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, and you can tweet the show at WKAR News. And I'm going to break down the game from an X's and O's standpoint, and I'll tell you why Tulsa may be a bit dangerous in a few areas. But again, this is a game in which Michigan State is highly favored. The line is up to about 23.5 right now, depending on, you know, what sports book you look at. But they're favored by 20-plus points. Michigan State usually doesn't blow out a team like that. You know, we don't see Michigan State blowouts by 20-plus points on the gridiron. It just doesn't happen. But that's where the line is set. Also want to briefly touch on Saturday's slate of college football action. We'll talk about Michigan and Middle Tennessee State. Also want to make some points concerning last night's action in Thursday night college football. So it's going to be a college football-loaded show. We've got a full current sports crew behind the glass. Alec Rio manning the board.
Jack Kerwin and Connor Mathis behind him. And Jack and Connor will be joining me when it comes to our coverage tonight from Spartan Stadium. So later on tonight, after the game is done, you can check out WKAR.org for a gamer, courtesy of Connor. And we'll also have a video report that will be posted on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. Jack Kerwin will be manning the end zones and getting some cool shots, hopefully, tonight. Hopefully a lot of touchdowns. Hopefully I'm showing a lot of touchdowns in my video report. A lot of Michigan State touchdowns in my video report tonight. All right, so let's keep it pushing. You know how we start this party. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. All right, let's start here. As many of you know, last night was a washout, wasn't it? You know, the opening day of high school football here in Mid Michigan and throughout the entire state. But you guys know we got pounded by rain last night. It was really, really bad. Now, I'm weird. I don't know if you guys are like me, but I like thunderstorms. I just like it. It's kind of calming to me. So I was cool with it, but there were some very unhappy high school football fans out there and teams out there that could not complete their respective games. All right, so multiple high school football games postponed that resumed action and have been resuming action since around 10 a.m. this morning. Homer and Michigan Center, 18-0 there. Ionia and Wyoming Kelloggsville, 44-6. DeWitt and Traverse City Central, that one was at 31-26. Hazlitt and Coldwater. Hazlitt was losing that game by 17, 47-30, the score there. Reading and Pawama Westphalia was at that. Actually, they called that game. So Pawama Westphalia actually gets the win in that game. I saw that reported last night. Olivet and Sexton, that was at 40-18. In eight-man football, Morris and Kingston. Morris shutting out Kingston there, 42-0. Sparta and Everett, 28-0. Grass Lake and Stockbridge, 58-12. Portland and Ovid Elsie, they stopped play in the second quarter. Portland was leading 21-0 at the time of the stoppage. Muskegon Heights Academy and Potterville, they stopped that one also in the second quarter. With Muskegon Heights Academy up 20-8, and also stopped in the third quarter was Whitehall versus Parma Western, as Whitehall had a 14-7 lead. Brooklyn Columbia Central, that was at 40-7 against Napoleon. Brooklyn Columbia Central with the lead there at halftime, and that one was stopped. Adrian Madison and East Jackson, that was stopped in the third, 20-6 there. So games that have been continued today. Lansing Eastern. How about Lansing Eastern's football field? For those that attended that one last night, you got a glimpse of it. Pretty sexy, right? Wow. We've been waiting for the reveal of that field, and it is beautiful. But Lansing Eastern in Owosso, that was stopped in the third quarter, but has resumed by now. I'm assuming it's done by now. I mean, that resumed at noon today. Eastern had a commanding lead, 35-0. Jackson Northwest against Eaton Rapids, that was stopped at the half, and that one was postponed to this morning at 10 a.m., so I assume this one is said and done as well. That was a 35-21 lead by Jackson Northwest over Eaton Rapids when that one was stopped. This also resumed this morning at 10 a.m. as Williamston and Byron was stopped in the third quarter, as Williamston had a 13-0 lead. Mason and Okemos was stopped in the third quarter. That one resumed this morning at 10 a.m. as well. Mason had a 14-3 lead over Okemos. Hudsonville had a 27 to 13 lead over Grand Ledge. When that one was stopped at halftime, that one resumed at noon today. And also resuming at noon today was Caledonia and Holt, which was all knotted up at 7 apiece when that one was stopped in the third quarter. So I could go on and on and on here. The list is endless, but a lot of games resuming today. I want to pass this news along to you guys. Michigan State men's soccer opens the 2019 campaign right now. Yeah, 10 minutes ago, 1 p.m., against Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. Season opener for MSU men's soccer, as MSU will welcome back former assistant coach Kel Wasserman, who is in his first season as the head coach at SIUE. The Spartans are looking to replace three of their top five leading scorers, including Ryan Sierakowski and DeJuan Jones, both taken in the first round of the MLS Super Draft. Michigan State men's soccer was voted number 7 in the United Soccer Coaches preseason poll, as announced by the United Soccer Coaches. And the Spartans finished the 2018 campaign with an overall record of 14-5-4, 4-2-2 in the Big Ten, earning a trip to the NCAA College Cup for the first time since 1968. And MSU ended the season ranked number 4 in the United Soccer Coaches poll, and was one of three Big Ten teams to finish in the top 10, along with Maryland, number 1, and Indiana at number 3. So awesome stuff. Wishing the Michigan State men's soccer team good luck, and hopefully if they get a win, that's a nice start to your Michigan State football game day, right? All right, due to inclement weather, MSU women's soccer, their match yesterday ended early with 12 minutes left on the game clock as the Spartans came out on top 2-0, including a wacky goal by Sydney Klosterman that hit the crossbar with the shot, bounced off the goalie's head into the net to give them some breathing room. So Michigan State women's soccer beating Eastern Michigan University yesterday, as the Spartans are now 1-0 on the season. Next game at Boston University on Sunday at 7 p.m. And Spartan fans, the moment you've been waiting for is here. That's right. You've waited long enough. Your time is now. Spartan football is back, and we are ready to give you the best coverage possible here at WKAR, as the first team in the journey to chase the moment is Tulsa. And that action, of course, as you know by now, that kicks off tonight at 7 p.m. Some concerns include an offensive line without Cole Chewins, and the freshmen will have to step up and get their reps to build their chemistry on the gridiron. The rest of their offense may be a concern, with Mark D'Antonio playing musical chairs, Dave Warner and Jim Bowman. You know, you got Brad Salem now as the new offensive coordinator. So will this rejuvenate offensive tempo? That's the big question. That's the elephant in the room. Should Lewerke focus on his usual style of play rather than being more of a pocket passer like last year? So these questions and more will be answered. We'll have a game preview in a matter of minutes, so stick around for that. Michigan State football's 14th commitment for the class of 2020 is another defensive lineman, as Simeon Barrow Jr., a 3-star defensive end from Georgia, he announced his commitment to the Spartans on Thursday afternoon. 6'2", 252 pounds, Barrow picked MSU over Tennessee, Virginia Tech, West Virginia, among others. He joins defensive ends, Chris Mayfield, Kyle King, Jeff Petrowski as the 4th D-line commit in MSU's class this cycle. He is the 2nd prospect from Georgia in the class. 3-star receiver Ricky White of Marietta High, he was the 1st. All right, a few college football scores from Thursday night, as week 1 of the college football season officially, I know there were games last week, but officially kicked off last night. Here are some of the scores from around the country. We saw UCF beat FAMU 62-0. Yeah, that was a drubbing. Clemson beat Georgia Tech 41-14. How about Trevor Lawrence? I'll reserve my thoughts on that. That was a pretty intriguing game to start. All right, I'll come back to that. Utah and BYU. Number 14, Utah beat BYU 30-12. Number 12, Texas A&M over Texas State 41-7. Central Michigan University over Albany 38-21. And ASU over Kent State 30-7. Michigan State baseball head coach Jake Bosch Jr., he has announced that Ryan Krokus has joined the Spartan staff as director of operations. Crocus comes to MSU after one season as an assistant at Adrian College, where he was the Bulldogs pitching coach and recruiting coordinator. Crocus helped Adrian to a 37-9 record overall, including mentoring the Bulldog pitchers, who posted a team ERA of 3.37 with 385 Ks and 6 shutouts. And some shocking news here. I saw this on his Facebook page yesterday evening. But Steve Fenimore, one of the Lansing area's most successful basketball coaches over the last decade, he is taking a break from coaching high school hoops, as Fenimore has stepped down as the boys basketball coach at Lansing Sexton, where he coached last winter. He told the Lansing State Journal that he made the decision in order to take time off and reflect and reprioritize after spending the last 15 years coaching basketball. He said the same on his Facebook page last night. Fenimore, he experienced a wealth of success at East Lansing High School prior to taking the job at Sexton in June of last year, compiling a 128-43 record while guiding the Trojan boys basketball programs for 8 seasons. All right, that does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. Again, I want to hear from you guys. It is game day. You know, what makes you the most excited about game day here in East Lansing, the opener, Michigan State and Tulsa? And what is going to make you, for those attending the game, what is going to make you, as you're walking to your vehicle to head home tonight, what must happen for you to say to yourself, yep, I'm happy with that result. I am confident in this 2019 team. You know, and if you're at home, you know, when you click off that game and, you know, click over to whatever other games are on tonight, you know, what is going to make you also think that to yourself? For those watching it at the crib with your family and friends, or maybe alone, what's going to make you satisfied? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News. Watch and comment below the live stream there, and you can tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Boy, you've been waiting and counting down the days, and it's here. It's here, folks. Opening day of Michigan State football, MSU, and Tulsa. It's just going to feel good to have football back, right? I mean, there's nothing like that experience, you know, walking into the stadium and, you know, that smell of, like, popcorn and Cinnabons and, you know, the voice of Terry Braverman filling up Spartan Stadium and fans and kids donning the green and white. It's awesome. It's awesome stuff. And it's finally here. You know, we had some fun and got a lot of reaction from you guys on yesterday's show as Alec Rio and myself, you know, we kicked around, you know, our top three must-haves for a tailgate. That was fun. You know, and you guys had some interesting ones. A lot of people focused on food. I get it. You know, what's a tailgate without good food? That's why you tailgate, right? A good food and a good beverage. You know, my top three, you got to have a good beverage. I put wings. I replaced wings with something. I forgot. But I said you got to have a pig skin to throw around. That's what I think I replaced it with. So for me, you got to have a good beverage. Wings is what I replaced throwing around the pig skin with. And also, you got to have a TV.
I know you mentioned music, too.
And music. Yeah, music is up there, too. A few of our listeners mentioned music. All right, that was fun. That was fun stuff. So thank you guys for weighing in there. But, you know, it's game day now. And I just want to preview Michigan State and Tulsa real quick, because, you know, we have talked in exhaustion about Michigan State and what they must do coming out the gates here. And I want to reiterate this point as well, because, again, I'm asking that question. What is going to make you feel happy and confident in this season after this game against Tulsa is said and done? But I want to emphasize this as well. If all things go right, and it's sports, all right, sports can be oh so predictable at times. But if things go right, and let's just say Michigan State does indeed cover that spread, you know, and Michigan State gets out to an early, early lead, you won't see a lot of scheme. You know, Mark D'Antonio is not going to, like, give away his cards. If they're blowing out Tulsa and there's a huge talent differential that leads to Michigan State blowing them out early and putting up a lot of points early, you know, then it's going to be really hard to assess this team scheme-wise, because Michigan State just isn't going to show a lot. We know that. If this game is close, then Mark D'Antonio is going to be forced to reach into that cookie jar and pull out maybe a trick or two, or and play starters maybe more minutes than he hopes to. How can we predict that? We just don't know. I just don't know, because Michigan State usually, when it comes to these season openers, they make it interesting. Now, also, it could be fool's gold as well when it comes to possibly underestimating whoever that season opener opponent is. I mean, we found out last year, even though Michigan State was going against Utah State, we found out, and even though Michigan State eventually ended up having a bad season, you know, a 7-win season with so many struggles offensively, a great defense, but struggles offensively, even though that proved to be the case, Utah State turned out to be a pretty good football team, right? You know, Michigan State, I remember a lot of people hitting the panic meter when that was just a 7-point win, a touchdown win for Michigan State over Utah State. But as the year went along, we saw that Utah State was better than we thought they were. So, just don't know sometimes. Now, I don't expect, and it's Tulsa. And actually, this is the first time that, I can't believe this, is the first time ever that these two schools have met on the football field. First time ever. What are we embarking on, Alec? What, this is like the 150th year of college football, right? Isn't it? Something like that? I think they have it on their jersey. Can we look that up? Because I saw last week during the Miami game that everybody had on their jerseys like 150. And my frat brothers are sitting there like, what is that? What does 150 mean? So I think it was 150.
It is 150. Right? Yeah.
Okay, so like everybody is wearing like the 150 patch on their jerseys, because I noticed that. So yeah, I mean, in 150 years of college football, Michigan State and Tulsa have never met. This is the first time ever, which blows my mind.
And it's crazy because the first college football game ever was played between Princeton and Rutgers. Fun fact.
Really?
Yeah.
Dig that. Dig that. The more you know. The more you know. So 150 years, man. And these two teams are meeting for the first time. So I just want to talk about Tulsa real quick, because not a lot of people have probably done their research on Tulsa. Again, Michigan State fans, you are focused on your Spartans. So it's going to be, I've seen this written a lot when it comes to these season previews. Last night I read that it's going to be a strength against strength feature matchup, because Michigan State is returning the number one run defense, in which they allowed 77.9 yards per game, and a top 10 overall unit. That's pretty intact. You know, that's not a lot of turnover. I mean, looking at the Spartans defense, we have covered that extensively. You know, Josh Butler and Josiah Scott and Joe Bocci and Kenny Willekes and Raekwon Williams and blah, blah, blah. I could go on and on and on. That defense is going to be good. Going against a Tulsa rushing attack that actually averaged 200 yards per game. It's pretty good. That was actually 35th in the FBS. Now, again, you're not going against a high-caliber Big Ten defense like Michigan State's that specializes in the rushing attack every single Saturday, but that's still pretty good. That's what Tulsa does. You know, Michigan State having six of their starting front seven back. You know, I mentioned Kenny Willekes, All-American, preseason first-team All-American. You know, he's healed up now from that broken leg in the Red Box Bowl. He's ready. And then you got first-team All-American middle linebacker Joe Bocci, who I just mentioned. You know, then again, I talked about Raekwon Williams. Oh, also, how about Mike Panishuk? You know, the Panishuk brothers, right? I mean, man, that's going to be tough. But Tulsa likes to run the ball. They averaged 200 yards per game, 35th in the FBS last year. But again, you're going against a Michigan State defense. That's what they do. Number one run defense in the nation. So you may play right into the cards there, Tulsa. Tulsa, again, they don't pass well. Actually, Tulsa coach Philip Montgomery, he has yet to reveal whether returning starter Seth Boomer will be the starting quarterback when 7 p.m. rolls around tonight. Or will it be Baylor transfer Zach Smith, who will start at quarterback? We won't know. We won't know until that offense trots out there on the field for Tulsa. So when it comes to Boomer, he threw for 172.2 yards per game in his 8 starts last season. He had 9 TDs, 4 INTs. He completed 51% of his 198 pass attempts. Zach Smith, the Baylor transfer, he actually sat out last season. But he started 10 games, played in 18 overall in 2 seasons for the Bears. He completed 56% of his attempts for nearly 3,000 yards, 21 TDs, 15 picks in 2016 and 17. That is before he decided to chuck up the deuces and leave. But Tulsa struggles to pass the ball. I mentioned Boomer's numbers. You know, that gives them a 117.5 efficiency rating, ranking 109th. In the categories of passing efficiency and yards a game, yards per game. Tulsa scored just 24.1 points per game last season. That ranks 102nd in the nation. And the big receiving targets for Tulsa, Keenan Johnson and Keylon Stokes, they are the targets for this team. Combined for more than 1,000 yards and 10 TDs last season. So those are a few names to keep an eye on today. And again, we don't know who the starting quarterback is going to be. When it comes to that rushing attack, again, they run. That's what they do. You know, they have returning running backs, Shamari Brooks and Corey Taylor II, who combined for more than 1,800 yards and 18 TDs last year. Both are on the preseason Doak Walker Award watch list. Those are their guys. Those are the horses for this team. Shamari Brooks, Corey Taylor II. And they're going to be carrying the ball, behind the line. That's pretty young. 4 players have a combined 27 starts. Chris Ivey Jr., 12 starts. He's back at left tackle. Chris Paul, no, not the basketball star. He has 8 starts at right guard. So that's the rundown for Tulsa. Now, they also run like they run this high, you know, with this fast-paced offense, which is why I believe we'll see a lot of, you know, backups for Michigan State. A lot of the starters may get winded. It's the first game of the season. I get that. And they run a 3-3-5 that may cause some problems for the Michigan State offense a little bit. I don't know. I just want to see what this offense is going to look like. That's what we're dying to know. That's what we're dying to see. Question. Will Michigan State score on the first drive? You know, and I'm just talking, Alec, if it's just, even if it's just a field goal, wouldn't you feel good about that? I mean, because if Michigan State goes out there, let's say they get the ball first, and they go out there and they do not score on the first drive. Just hear my colleagues in the press box looking at each other and saying, oh, well, that wasn't impressive. I can just hear the fans in the stands saying, oh, no. Are you kidding me? It's Tulsa. Like, don't you feel like they need to come out and score on the first drive to calm some nerves? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, of course. But to me, the first drive, it's either going to be a touchdown or a fumble. There's really no in between. There really isn't.
It's great or like,
it's either going to be great or bad on both ends of the extreme.
So you think they'll score? Maybe that should be like a prop bet, you know, with this Michigan State score on the opening drive. That's an interesting thought. You know, I don't know. I thought about that too. Like, man, if they start off like that. It's not going to be great. It's not going to be great. So, you know, I mentioned yesterday, when it comes to my overall prediction here, man, I would say that Michigan State is not going to blow out, again, as I stated yesterday, I don't think they're going to blow out Tulsa by 23 points. If I'm a betting man, I'm taking Tulsa and the points there.
What?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm going, Alec. Michigan State doesn't do this. It's just, now watch. I say this, and then they go out there and they blow out Tulsa like 33-6. Just my luck, right? But Michigan State, they don't like stomp on your throat, man. They just don't. You know, it's going to be, especially early. They get off to slow starts in these season openers, and you're sitting there, and at halftime, you're having these conversations as you go to the pop machine, and you're like, oh, boy. You know, and then they pick it up. They pick it up in the third quarter. But I just think out the gate, man, I just don't know. So I'm taking Tulsa here. I don't think Michigan State is going to, you know, cover this thing. You know, 23.5? No. No. I can see him winning by 17, you know, around there. That's as far as I'll go. That's as high as I'll go. I think Michigan State will win by 17 points tonight. Jack popped up. Jack Kerwin behind the glass. Jack, what say you?
Well, I just wanted to say on behalf of all of the WKR interns, namely myself and Connor, we don't necessarily endorse Alec using the what Russell Westbrook drop there, because I agree with you. I don't think Michigan State is covering this. I absolutely think they're winning by 17 points, like 31-14, something stupid like that.
Right.
And for me, I wouldn't be happy as a Michigan State fan if they score any less than 48 points. So
any less than 40? I said yes. Anything in the, for me, Jack, I said anything in the 40s. If they score anything in the 40s, I'm like, all right, cool.
I would be content if they win the game 42-7, but for me to be legitimately happy, they would have to win. They would have to score 48 points and allow no less than 24.
Gotcha.
That's where I'm at with it.
And you know what, man? Something I'm really going to be paying attention to tonight as I'm watching this game is I think that the loss of Cole Chewins is big. You know, at left tackle, you know, they're putting in A.J. Okoree. A.J. hasn't had a lot of experience. And, you know, he's going to be protecting, you know, Brian Lewerke's blind side. I'm a little worried about that. And the question mark, you know, and it's kind of fitting that, you know, Le'Veon Bell is in town, right? I mean, Le'Veon Bell will be at the game. And because, you know, when Le'Veon, when he got that first start, you know, we really didn't know who was going to be the lead back at that moment. And then we, you know, like the first play, I mean, you're like, okay. Le'Veon Bell is the guy. He's going to be the guy for a couple of years here. But, you know, right now I think we enter in that same thing where we really don't know. Connor Hayward is the guy. He's listed as the number one back on the depth chart, but we're going to see multiple running backs tonight. And I'm wondering who is going to stand out, if any of the running backs really stand out and put their foot down and say, I'm the guy you need to be giving the football to in the backfield. And when it comes to Brian Lewerke, first off, I think he needs a run game to lean on in his first game back after a horrible season dealing with that injury to his throwing arm. But Will, you know, and we all know Brian Lewerke is healthy now. Brian Lewerke is healthy, so the excuses go out the window now. Will Brian Lewerke do too much tonight? Is he going to come out the gates overthinking and saying to himself, oh boy, I know the season I had last year, but I'm healthy now. I am ready to go out there and prove to the college football world, but more importantly, Spartan Nation, that I am fine and I'm back to being that Lewerke that you saw 2 years ago. Because I think that could be dangerous, especially, you know, you're going against Tulsa. He may underestimate Tulsa and may, you know, try some throws that are a bit risque. I think Brian Lewerke, I just want to see a comfortable Brian Lewerke. Take what's there. Don't do too much. If there is nothing down the field, don't force it. Either throw the football away, or if there's a seam for you to run through, you know, show off the legs, man. Brian Legs Lewerke, that's his nickname. I mean, show off the legs a bit. So what are your thoughts? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. We'll get your thoughts and predictions on the other side of this first break. Also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Tweet the show at WKAR News. And again, check out the live stream, facebook.com/WKAR News. And I also want to comment when we come back after this first break on some intriguing games on Saturday. All right, so we'll touch upon that as well. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. The question that I am asking all of our listeners out there is, what is going to make you a comfortable fan after Michigan State and Tulsa is said and done? When you walk away from the stadium or turn off that TV, what are you going to say to yourself? What's going to make you say, what is going to make you say to yourself, yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy with that. Getting some comments on our Facebook page. And let's see here. Chris says, my guess on the final score will be 37-14. So that's what Chris is predicting. Alex comments and says, I want no turnovers, and I want 4 plays of more than 20 yards. I like that. That's a good goal. 4 plays of more than 20 yards. Yeah, I mean, that'd be awesome, right? Usually I don't see that from the Michigan State offense. And Chris comments and says, score 30 points or more and win by at least 30 points. So that's what's going to make Chris happy. And also he says, go Middle Tennessee State. that's Michigan's opponent for tomorrow as they open up the season against Middle Tennessee State University. So also getting a tweet here. This one comes from my guy, Edward, at Mr. ESPN. He says, Al, I need at least 42 points tonight. Once again, the focus is on our offense because we already know what the defense brings. We have to send a message to the conference. Agreed. Completely agree with that. You know, you got to send a message that, because a lot of people aren't thinking about Michigan State right now. Michigan State is an afterthought. Now, I do believe that that's the way Mark D'Antonio likes it. You know, the spotlight on this program. You know, they're kind of opposites in that way when comparing Mark D'Antonio to Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo likes that target on his back because, you know, he says that's where the elite of the elite breathe. And we want to be comfortable in that air. Whereas Mark D'Antonio, I feel like, you know, he could care less. I mean, he likes flying under the radar because he likes proving people wrong. So, I just think that's just the overall mentality of the Michigan State football program. They like flying under the radar and just surprising you, like, hey, forgot about us. So yeah, I like those. I like those thoughts. Again, I'm kind of like Jack though. I want to see something in the 40s, and I'm like, you know, Mr. ESPN here. I want to see something in the 40s tonight. But it can't be in the 40s and the game is close. You know, which I don't think it will be because this defense is just top tier. But I want to see from that offense at least score 40 points, and I'm a happy man. If I'm a Spartan fan, I'm a happy Spartan fan if they score anywhere in the 40s. Okay? So Tulsa went only 3-9 last season. They do return 14 starters, and they do, many people expect them to compete for a bowl bid out of the AAC. So the over-under for total points is set at 47.5 and actually has since risen to what, 48. So MSU Tulsa tonight, gonna be a fun game. I think fun game. All right, I do want to mention this again. You know, we saw some games yesterday. You know, I sat on my couch. Did you watch any of the slate last night, Alec? I don't know if you tuned in at all.
Yeah, no, I had not.
There were a few interesting games. Now, I wasn't like glued to my television on a lot of these because a lot of them were frankly blowouts, but there were a few close ones. There were a few close ones. At first, at least. You know, how about you know, Clemson and Georgia Tech. You know, now Clemson ended up just completely blowing him out, and they really had a stranglehold on this game early. Travis Etienne looks pretty good. No, put in that early bid as a Heisman contender. Now he actually fumbled early on in that game I saw, and then immediately, almost like immediately, as soon as they got the ball back, because Georgia Tech went three and out, Clemson gets the ball back. They're like pinned on like the 10-yard line or something like that, and Travis Etienne just goes 90 plus yards to the house for a touchdown. Just amazing. And then Trevor Lawrence, you know, Trevor had some hiccups here and there, but overall, man, is he good or what? Gosh, that he's going to be. You can just look at somebody and tell. I don't know. Maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse here, Alec, but I just get a feeling that he's going to be a heck of an NFL player. I don't know, man. I mean, you watch him just think through plays. Now, he did throw a pick on the right sideline last night. I'm like, he's still a college quarterback. But the way he thinks the game, his size, and how he, you know, can put the ball on the floor and just go. And he's so smart. He's not going to take the big hit. He's going to find the sidelines or slide. He's just a smart football player.
Well, and also he's one of those QBs who can actually take a hit like that on the college level. That's so important.
Because he's a big guy. But he's got an arm on him. I mean, I don't know if you saw the 60-plus yarder that he had where he just launched it. He just looks like an NFL-type QB. Jack?
Yeah, for the Lions in 2 years after.
Ah, that's what you want, right?
Oh, I would absolutely love Trevor Lawrence coming to the Lions.
This kid?
He's
going
to be unbelievable. Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
He's really, really good. I was just sitting there. I'm like, let me just check out Trevor for, you know, at least a half year. And I was sitting there just very impressed. Very impressed with what he is able to do on the football field. And also, yo, shout out to Luke Fickell and Cincinnati. You know, I really believe that Cincinnati may be, they may turn some heads this season. You know, Cincinnati, watching them yesterday against UCLA, I was very impressed. Now, UCLA did make it close late in that game. They actually took away, I believe it was a scoop and score. They called them down. But, Cincinnati is a really good football team. And I think that Luke Fickell is going to do a great job with this squad next year. I think that, because Cincinnati actually plays the Buckeyes next week. Don't be surprised if that game is close. I'll just say that. I was very happy with what I saw from Cincinnati last night as well. And, you know, Minnesota football, whoa, that was really close. That was too close for comfort. I think South Dakota State is going to be a good team this season. You know, that was one of the sexy, like, upset picks that a lot of people were picking. You know, Minnesota is going to maybe get upset by South Dakota State. And South Dakota State had a chance late in that game, and they just made some mental errors. But Minnesota squeaked out that win, but watch out for South Dakota State. Watch out for the Jackrabbits because, you know, they can make some noise this year as well, I think. When it comes to other games taking place on Saturday, now I want to also know from our listeners out there, I mean, which games are you the most excited about? Hold on, what'd you say? Chime in there, Alec. Go ahead.
South Dakota State's a FCS team.
Right. They're an FCS team. So, but watching them last night, though, gosh, dude. I mean, you know, South Dakota State, they pushed Minnesota. They really did push Minnesota to the brink. I want to talk about Saturday's games. Do you have any games on Saturday that you are really excited about, Alec? Because there are a few that could be fun to watch. Really fun to watch. For me, I'm Florida Atlantic and Ohio State. I just want to see how this team under Ryan Day is going
to
look. So
yeah, I'm excited to see Alabama, that game. Definitely Wisconsin, South Florida, just to see how Wisconsin looks. Because Michigan's going to be playing them in a little bit's time. And just any other Big Ten matchup, South Alabama versus Nebraska. You know, there's definitely a lot of games to look out for. Middle Tennessee and Michigan. I see Michigan getting the blowout in that, but, you know, it's exciting to see. Definitely also excited to see Oregon and Auburn. I think that's going to be a great matchup. What about you, Connor?
Yeah, that's where I was going as well, because the Oregon, number 11 Oregon and number, 16 Auburn, that's the only clash of the weekend that features two ranked AP opponents. So, and they'll be on the big stage where my Cowboys play, baby, at AT&T Stadium out in Arlington, Texas. So that's going to be the game on Saturday night that a lot of people will be watching. Some nice action under the lights at the house where the greatest NFL team of all time plays. So I'll be watching Oregon and Auburn tomorrow night. That's going to be fun. Also, Northwestern and number 25 Stanford. That's another game I want to check out, because you know, if you want to see another transfer make a debut with his new team, again, it's going to be that game, because former five-star, this kid was a five-star quarterback in Hunter Johnson, who is like another, he's like another Clemson casualty who left in light of the whole Trevor Lawrence situation, with Trevor Lawrence being, Trevor Lawrence, right? You know, so Hunter Johnson will be playing in that game, and he's college ready. He'll be starting for the Wildcats as they take on the ranked KJ Costello-led Cardinals. So that's going to be a fun game. I guess I stole Connor's thunder, because he got up like, yeah, I got one for you, Al. And then he said, never mind, Al. You stole my thunder there. So, yeah, Northwestern and number 25 Stanford as well. Jack, what are you are there some games that I haven't mentioned that you're going to be looking forward to watching tomorrow?
Well, I was just coming in here to warn you a little bit. I don't think Auburn-Oregon is going to be nearly as good of a game as people say. Auburn's breaking in a true freshman quarterback.
They are.
Yeah.
They definitely are. But I still, I mean, that's like that's the only game when you have, you know, two ranked AP opponents.
No, I understand. You know? My whole point is I don't think Auburn's going to be ranked by the end of the season just by nature of their breaking in a true freshman quarterback. And
right.
Oregon's got one of the most NFL-ready quarterbacks in the entire country. I just don't see this game being that close.
Do you think that Gus Malzahn is the head coach of Auburn after this year?
You know, people that are a lot smarter than me and that are a lot more plugged into the SEC are picking him to get fired after this season. Mm-hmm. So Breaking in a true freshman quarterback again probably isn't the boldest move, or it probably isn't the brightest move when you're on the hot seat. So I could, yeah, I'll say he's fired at the end of the year.
And that's Bo Nix. Right, I think it's Bo Nix.
Bo
Nix is going to be the first true freshman SEC quarterback to start a team's opening game. Actually, I'm seeing here in 15 years.
Does the name get any more southern than Bo Nix?
Bo Nix, baby, I'm Bo Nix. Yeah, that's definitely. That's,
I don't know, Jim Bob Cooter's up there.
Jim Bob Cooter, yeah, that's
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, I feel like you have to have a bow in it somewhere, right? So, yeah, those are the few games to look forward to tomorrow, I should say. It's going to be kind of nice for us. You know, we cover Michigan State tonight, and then I will be on my couch.
It's a great feeling.
Isn't that a great feeling?
It's a great feeling.
Just sitting on your couch watching college football all day. So
I talked to Connor earlier today. You know what game we're going to be missing next week when we play? When Michigan State plays Western under the lights?
What's that?
We're missing Texas and LSU.
Oh,
top 10 matchup.
I'll be streaming that one while I'm taking notes and tweeting. Yeah, that's going to be tough. Yeah, Connor.
Jack's going to be distraught because his Longhorns will not have the full support they need to beat LSU.
Oh, Texas is winning the Big 12 this year. You heard it here first.
I want to address that on Monday. That's what you guys discussed when I was out, right? You guys had those hot takes.
Oh, yeah.
When I was out.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm not with that. All right. Well, let's hit our final break. When we come back, we'll have Reflection Friday for you guys, and I'll read a few more comments of you all weighing in on the opening day of Michigan State football, baby. Tulsa, MSU, tonight at 7. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. We have just, 10 minutes left here. Well, less than 10 minutes left here in the hour talking about the opening day. Opening day of college football for Michigan State fans out there. I didn't get, because they were out yesterday, Jack and Connor's thoughts on, because, you know, you guys have tailgated. You guys are Michigan State students. What are your guys' like top three must-haves? We debated this yesterday. What must you have for a tailgate in order for you to have a good time, Connor?
You have to have well-cooked grilled food, whether it be brats, burgers, whatever. It needs to have good food.
Right.
I would say you need to have some good alcohol of any kind, whether it be beer or one of my favorites, when especially in fall, is like a cider with whiskey in it. Ooh, very good.
All right.
And then I think you need a football to throw around. Gotta throw around a little bit.
Some kind of game.
Some kind of game, maybe.
Cards or dominoes.
See, I'm not so much about cards because you're outside. Cornhole. So like cornhole or... Yeah. You know, something that requires a little bit of movement because you're going to be either sitting or standing for the whole game. So I need something with a little bit of movement for a game.
So is it because I made my third one was you got to have a television, you know, because I don't know how people tailgate and then the game's going on and you're not watching the game. You're like either listening to it on the radio or just still tailgating.
When I think of tailgating, I think of before the game. So like,
when the game starts,
When the game starts, you got to find a TV.
Gotcha.
Or a radio cast or whatever you like.
I hear you. So I'm more so speaking to those who'd like tailgate through the game.
Oh, to tailgate through the game, you have to have a TV.
You got to have a TV. I'm with you on that. What about you, Jack? What are your top three must-haves in order for you to have a good time at a tailgate, my man?
Well, just being a college student, I would say Burnett's Red Berry Vodka, Burnett's Raspberry Vodka, and then Burnett's Blue Raspberry Vodka.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth, man. That's just, come on. Man.
You know, all jokes aside, though.
College.
I mean, did you not do the same thing when you were in school?
Did.
So, I mean, there you go. All jokes aside.
Can't even lie.
You got to have burgers.
You're balling on a budget, man.
What?
You're balling on a budget.
You know? And it gets the job done. You know, taste isn't everything. All jokes aside, it would be burgers. I do like vodka as my go-to tailgating drink. And then, yeah, I like cornhole. Yeah.
Gotcha. So you got to have a game. So you like everybody. The list doesn't differ much.
No, I'm pretty boring, I guess.
People. So, yeah. It'll be a lot of that going on. And, you know, for a 7 p.m. game, I'm wondering when fans will get. Because I remember last year, I believe fans start getting to the stadium around, like, right after I get off the air, like 2 o'clock. Like 2 or 3 o'clock. It started getting crazy around like 4. Like 4 is when you really start to see campus get really, really packed. So, Connor?
You know, just weighing in on Jack there. Can you tell he just turned 21? I mean, he's still recommending Burnett's. I mean, this is ridiculous. Like, unbelievable.
You know, he'll be mentioning about 5 o'clock.
No, but when it comes to a brew, he's bougie. He's a bougie brewster. Like, he's like, because I think your pops brews beers, right? He does. So when it comes to that, I mean, Jack is like up class, but he's still got a lot to learn, I see. Still got a lot to learn.
Well, I mean, like you said, I'm balling on a budget. But yeah, when it comes to beer, I won't drink any beer with the word light in the name. No, absolutely not.
See where, so there you have that.
Big Guinness guy. And then a lot of the stuff my dad brews. Yeah, it's a lot better than the stuff you find at the store for $12 for a, you know, 16 pack.
See, I haven't crossed over to that side yet, so I'm not real bougie.
You know what? I can tell my dad to bring some homemade beer up. When he comes up for the dad's weekend, I can give you a couple at some point in time, and you can let me know what you think.
All right. We'll do we'll do that. Of course, away from work hours.
Yes. Yes. All parties are 21. This is perfectly legal.
Right. So, all right. Predictions. We have 4 minutes left. Final prediction, score predictions on Michigan State and Tulsa tonight. I told you, I want to see Michigan State score in the 40s. I do not believe that this is going to be a game in which Michigan State just totally stomps on Tulsa. I don't believe that Michigan State is going to cover that, you know, that 23.5. I am going to say Michigan State 41, Tulsa 20. That's where I'm going with it. So that, you know what? No. Tulsa 23. 41-23. That's where I'm going with it. Michigan State wins. Alec, what say you, man?
All right. So MSU, they've been kind of on a streak of not doing well for the opener. So I'm predicting 28-24. And I know they're not agreeing with me in the back.
Whoa.
I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be close.
28-24?
Mark my words.
Woo,
I don't think it's going to be that much of a blowout.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
that's not
I see.
Not a blowout at all. 4 points?
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
That's amazing. All right. Okay.
Wow. That, okay.
Jack. Once again, the other two current sports interns behind the glass do not endorse Alex's decision. I guess we should say his pick. So right, I'm going to say 31-13. But again, the Spartans don't cover 23.5.
31-13. They don't cover. I'm okay. That's realistic there. And what about you, Connor? 28-24.
Absolutely not. In the words of Joe Philbin, that would make me very queasy if it was 28-24. I'm going to say they win 38-13.
38-13. All right. Both of your predictions, Jack and Connor, are more realistic than mine, I think. You know, I'm being very optimistic here, going 41-20. And Alec, wow, you need to like go place a bet. If you're dead on with this, go place a bet out in Vegas somewhere, man. That'd be pretty incredible if you nail that. So, all right, folks, with just 2 minutes left here in the hour, just reflecting on the week that has been here on the show, probably one of my favorite moments, was having Anthony Iani on the show. Because, and he'll also be at the game tonight. I'm pretty sure there will be a lot of Michigan State men's basketball players there, former and current. You know, you'll see a lot of just Spartan athletes in the house, period. But Ant is going to be at the game. But Ant came on earlier this week to talk about his motivational speaking campaign and his crazy schedule for the upcoming year. He is still continuing to spread positivity and motivate and help out young men and women across our great nation. And he's just an awesome dude, and he is very, very close to a book deal. He broke that news on Current Sports when he came on the air with us, and I am so excited for him when that deal gets finalized. So that was certainly one of my favorite moments of the weekend. And also our discussion yesterday about, you know, high school sports participation across the board being down for the first time in 30 years, and we kind of poured through those reasons on yesterday's show, and we got some very honest and enlightening feedback from our listeners yesterday as to why that is so. That was one of my favorite conversations of the week as well, all right? But, folks, enjoy the game tonight, Michigan State and Tulsa. Again, keep it locked to WKAR.org and Facebook.com/WKAR News later on tonight when the dust settles on the game, as we will have coverage and a game report for you guys. And, of course, on Monday, we'll be recapping it all on the Labor Day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Until then, happy game day. And be easy, people.